Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has met with his Sudanese counterpart Omar al-Bashir in the capital, Damascus. Assad called for improvement of the ties between the Arab countries and finding new approaches based on non-interference in their internal affairs and respect for their sovereignty. He said what is happening in the region, and particularly in the Arab countries, requires the regional nations to uphold their Arab cause to confront the Western plots. Bashir also said a weakened Syria means a weakened Arab cause, noting that despite years of war, the country has continued to adhere to the standards of Arab nations. Bashir added the Syrian people must decide their future without any foreign interference, hoping that peace and security will be restored in the country soon. This is the first visit by an Arab head of state to Syria since the outbreak of war in the country in 2011. Political commentator Sarah Flounders believes that a Sudanese president's visit to Syria is an important sign showing Syria has survived 7 years of crises.
This is a very important visit. Just to say that Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir is the first visit from an Arab head of state. As you just pointed out, and it shows that Syria has survived, has prevailed. And it's important also that the visit is coming from Sudan, which was also targeted for dismemberment by U.S. schemes and plans. And the very fact that Syria has survived and in the most incredible way after now 7 years of nonstop war, and since 2014, U.S. bombardment continually, massive destruction, hundreds of thousands of refugees and displaced people. And yet, through heroic effort, Syria has survived. So the Arab Parliament calling on the Arab League to end its suspension of Syria is also a very important sign.